Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moretti. I'm on the grid. I'm also on SiriusXM Channel 204. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Shout out to all of our digital video platforms tuning in as well. We've got a lot of stuff to break down. A lot of games, a lot of game time decisions to make, a lot of futures to break down. We've got a golf tournament. The FedEx Cup playoffs are set to begin. We've got breaking news as far as Jordan Spieth is concerned. And let's start off right there. Let's welcome my main man, Jordan Spieth, to the FanDuel family. And he was going to come on the show, and I was talking to him about this morning about the big blockbuster deal with Spieth and FanDuel. But I said, now go on the McAfee show. Pat kind of struggles to get big-time guests on the show. We got Tony Finn coming on today. I can't bump Tony Finn for Jordan Spieth. Oh, I said, do my main man Pat McAfee show. I'm going to help Pat out. Throw a bone to Pat. So Spieth went on a Pat McAfee show. But big news. As the PGA Tour, hey, they go to New Jersey and FanDuel bags Jordan Spieth. Not too bad, Cammy.
Very smart. And it's funny you mentioned that, Gabe, when we do the picks on tonight's show on in-game live, game time decisions, and your late-night radio show at midnight at Sports Rage Late Night. Jordan Spieth is the one guy that I love in this tournament for chalk. I think I'd like him better than, like, all those guys. If I were to pick one guy out of the favorites, he's my guy. You know me and Burger Time, but Jordan Spieth, he's going to play well. Yeah, and good on FanDuel for getting him a part of this stuff. I saw some other golfers have been getting affiliations with casinos and deals and stuff like that, so it's nice to bag one of the best golfers in the world, that's for sure.
That's right. So FanDuel announces a multi-year partnership with three-time major winner Jordan Spieth, three-time major champion, joining the FanDuel group as part of an exclusive partnership with America's number one sportsbook. The new partnership designates FanDuel as an official sports betting partner of the PGA Tour as the exclusive sports betting and daily fantasy provider for Jordan Spieth. As part of the relationship, Spieth will be featured in national television commercials and will be the face of FanDuel's golf products. Spieth will work with FanDuel on content for social media and responsible gaming initiatives. FanDuel will also support the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation to continue its great work in the community. As Jordan Spieth says, as the world of legal sports betting grows rapidly in the United States, I'm incredibly excited about what's happening in the space and the potential it has to bring new fans to the sport of golf. As the PGA Tour and others in the golf world strongly embrace legalized sports gaming, I look forward to working with FanDuel to find unique ways to engage the fast-growing fan base. So, welcome Smart. Aboard, Spieth.
I'm happy. The other rival has Bryson DeChambeau, and you know how I feel about that guy. So, we'll welcome Spieth with open arms.
So, of course, Spieth. He's a three-time major champion.
Yes.
Refound his form. And one of the classier guys on the tour. You won't find him involved in social media feuds and beefs and wasting people's time. He's working on his game or spending time with his family. All right?
Exactly.
So as we stated, we were going to get him on the show, but we got Tony Finn instead. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Renzi, kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a lot of game time decisions to make, including some Major League Baseball. There was a bunch of baseball that went down this afternoon. We'll check in with the odds. We'll check in with some futures. It's too bad. You know, we should ask Cam what his basketball futures are. You like the Sacramento Kings to win the NBA Summer League. Unfortunately, there's no future odds to win the NBA Summer League.
I know. Can you believe that? Like, that's the thing. Like, I was looking for you. You said it. It's like, hey, do you cash it with Sacramento? No, there's no NBA futures. You bet them on in games, but you can't make any money doing it. But anyway, it was great. Sacramento looked fantastic. They didn't just win. They murdered Boston in that final game. They took them out to the woodshed.
No, they did. And you know what? If you look at Davion Mitchell, Davion Butler, confusing the Mitchells and the Butlers.
Mitchell,
and
Butlers.
College football, summer league.
Yeah.
But the kid out of Baylor, he wins the national championship in the last game that he played, and now he just wins the summer league. So
yeah, not bad. Kid, winner.
I saw a picture of him. He's got the trophies all smiling. This kid thinks it's easy. I tell you what, I mean, you got to bet on Sacramento to win the NBA title now. This kid, he keeps winning. This kid just won the NCAA tournament, won the NBA Summer League, NBA championship, Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
You'd have to. If it was like $1 million to 1.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's the thing. You can't give me a price big enough, like, but they'll be improved. Not going to win.
Because there's no price that's real, exactly. Like, and they can't do it, because if they made it like 100,000 to 1, then everybody would just – it would still make money, though. Like, if they made it 100,000 to 1, I would put $10 on it to win $1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, I'll put 10. But so would everybody. It's actually good business. You know, if you're listening, FanDuel, forget about Spieth. I'll bring you some money. There's your idea right there. Make the Sacramento Kings 100,000 to 1. There's your odds boost. Make it 100,000 to 1 to win the NBA title. I'll bet $10. Everybody will bet $10 or $20 to try to become millionaires, except it's not going to happen. It's like picking a perfect bracket in the NCAA tournament.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Sacramento Kings have zero chance of winning. They can offer you $5 million to 1. They won't win anyways.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it on SiriusXM Channel 204, throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. So as we alluded to, we had some early baseball, as we've had all year long, on Wednesday, some early final scores. The Chicago Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds, and even though the Reds are within striking distance of a wild card spot, you just can't really buy into this team that they're really going to win meaningful games. And we see, and the Reds are really screwing this up because San Diego can't beat Colorado, right? They can't beat Colorado in Colorado. The New York Mets can't buy a break, and their owner's an idiot. Now the owner's ripping them. It's like, dude, they're only like four. Now's not the time to rip them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, Steve Cohen, like, I know you're a fan and everything, but you're also a hedge fund manager. So if your stocks go bad for like 3 or 4 days or 2 or 3 weeks, I'm sure you like if your investors go online and say, what the hell's wrong with this? I expect more from Cohen. No.
Yeah.
Act like a pro, bro. You're not a fan. Act like an owner. You're an owner. Act like it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know Johnny Roast Beef liked it. Oh, he's calling these guys out. But you don't think they know they're not hitting? They can't buy a break. Like, what do you want from them? They're losing 1-0. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
They can't buy a break, and it's not going to help with the owner. Like, you know what I'm saying? Worry about your portfolios. Let them play baseball. Let's bring Tony Finn in. Tony.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great. It's a good day. You know my mantra, it's a good day. I woke up. Let's get it on. Let's make some money.
All right. Let's get it on. Yep. That's the boxing referee would say. So, yeah, thanks for joining us, Tony. Wager Talks, Tony Finn with us. So, yeah, listen, the Mets are falling apart. I mean, and sort of a slow – it's like a slow halal bleed to death thing here going on. Like,
for sure.
It's sort of like, it's like a slow, the slow death, but we saw this coming. They're on the West Coast. I think they're battling. They just can't buy a break. They're pitching well. No, they can't hit, but I don't think it helps, Tony, if the owner starts ripping them right now on Twitter.
No. And to the defense of the Mets, to some degree, they've suffered some injuries, but the bottom line is this team hasn't hit. I mean, they can't bunch hits. They can't do anything right at the plate. And if DeGrom's, they get a good pitching performance, they get no runs. And if they don't get a pitching performance, they don't get any runs. So it was inevitable. Right now, I think they're toast, guys. I just think they're toast. And in truth, if Philly can't find a way to win a few games here on this West Coast trip against Arizona, they're losing to Arizona, then Atlanta's going to run away with this thing. And I thought this was going to be fun, guys. In September, the end of September, first week of October, we were going to have Philly playing the Mets playing that. We're going to have those three going at it, and it may not be as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
No, I don't mind. I'll have fun cashing my Atlanta Braves ticket at plus 340.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's fun. The Mets are having problems, but you know what? The Toronto Blue Jays are in the same position right now. The Blue Jays season is just it's like we talked about on The Simpsons. It's still good. It's still good. And then Bart said, it's not good. It's gone, Dad.
No.
he tells him it's gone. Like, that's the pig. It's flying away right now for the Blue Jays.
It sure is. And that's the thing. Yeah, that sandwich looks pretty tasty when you see it under the couch, but that mayo, it gets really hot and, you know, you're really hungry, but you can't take a bite, Gabe. I'll tell you, the Cincinnati Reds, today's performance was unbelievable. They were the second biggest chalk on the FanDuel board. I think the game was about a minus 320 when it closed against Chicago. Chicago lit up Molly like a Christmas tree. Boom, 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 boom. All these kids coming into the lineup. And then the Reds, it just took the winds out of their sails. What happens with the Blue Jays? First inning, Berrios, couple singles, and Soto goes the other way. It's 3-0. We talked about this before. It's hard to keep on coming back from these deficits. And Cincinnati and Toronto got a lot in common, Gabe. They got good hitters, but they're just not a complete baseball team. That's the problem. And both of those teams, they're really gagging down the stretch.
Tony, it seems as though the Reds, they're flirting with San Diego. They got it within a game and a half. And I said it on Sports Rage last night. Said, I'm not buying. I just don't buy that the Reds will keep this pace up. And listen, Colorado are good, right? Colorado are a good home team. These guys have won more than 65% of their home games.
That's correct. You know, the Reds are here's the issue with the Reds. The Reds made some offseason mistakes. They needed to address that bullpen, and they didn't. If they had even a fiber of Raleigh Fingers DNA in that bullpen, I think they would be competitive. I think we could cheer them, and we could feel confident if we were going to push some money across the counter and back them. But I can't do it. They can't, if they're in a close game, they're toast. And yep. For the most part, your Toronto team, this team's young. I saw a couple weeks ago, they were playing so well, and Kansas City came to town. They played in the old Sky Dome for the first time and. Since 1800s, seemingly, and they still kick. They were playing so juiced. They kicked the ball around defensively, and I said to a partner of mine, LV Chris here, I said, "I'm worried because first off, they're not over the top good in the bullpen or in their starting rotation. But when they start kicking the ball around because they're so juiced and they're so young, I think this was inevitable too. In truth,
oh."
And they just hit back-to-back jacks.
It came back.
Oh, my God. They just hit another one. It's 5-4. Oh, yeah. I need this so bad, Marenzi. You have no idea.
They literally just came back.
Thank you, Tony. You're the good luck charm. Yeah. You're coming on at 6:18 Eastern every single Wednesday. You're back. Oh, my God. They back-to-back jacks. No, I was getting like Washington just scored a run, guys. It's 4-2. I'm sitting there, Marenzi, going, I was waiting for the speech from you, like, how are you betting the Blue Jays and the
I wasn't gonna give it a speech.
Yeah,
I bet them last night.
Yeah, I know, I did too. They came back last night to Tony's point, Gabe. It was 8-6. They could have taken the lead there, and then boom, the bullpen gives it right back. So they gotta keep on tacking on runs. But I agree, young team, and the bullpen still needs a lot of work. But
I just like as in the middle of, we're calling them losers.
I love that. Everything we do, we mush. Like, it's perfect. Yeah, the Jays, we got to keep on saying they're horrible so they score more.
That's why I try to reverse things, Cam, when I tell you games are
it
done.
Really
like,
works.
Oh, that game's done. That game's done.
You know what I mean?
You're
right.
Sort of right. Accept it as it's dead. It's gone.
It's like the Ander curse, Gabe. You got the Gabe curse. Like, you're doing really weird things now. Like, you're saying things, and it's really working. So keep it up.
I don't have any action on this game. But I want you to bet.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
And you do too, Finn? You got the Blue Jays, Finn.
I was under 9, and I didn't feel very good early. And then I just glanced down, saw the 42, and said, well, I'm feeling pretty good. And then I start dogging them. And here we go.
I'm sorry.
It's Tony's pain. Cam, you got to come back every week. And Tony's thinking,
Tony.
I'm losing my
bet
now.
Tony, that was brutal. Last night, like, I didn't know the extremity of my basket getting hit in the face. And I told Gabe, oh, yeah, I'm on the White Sox. This guy's almost dead. And today I'm like, ruining your bets. I apologize. I'm sorry, Tony. I apologize.
No. Hey, let's keep it right here. If everyone's happy, we'll keep it 5-4. I push, you win. It's good.
Thank you, Tony. Team player. I like it.
Yeah.
Time is left.
We'll keep it here. Let's keep it here. And neither one of these bullpens are over the top good. So to keep it 5-4, we still have two. We still have now. You know, Washington's got a bat in the bottom of the 9 too. So that's not good.
Exactly.
Let's keep it at 5-4.
Yeah, you know, you're screwed.
I am.
Sorry, Tony.
But I can jump in live right now and get a better number. I can get a 10.5. I might have to do that right now.
All right. We'll let Tony do that. Tony Finn. Kicking it with us. All right. Hey, listen, I don't play a lot of home run props, but I'm swinging for the fence literally and figuratively tonight. I got a home run prop we'll share on the other side. We'll get into the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees game. And, man, what a big day for the Yankees it was yesterday, winning two games. They're tied with the Red Sox right now. They're within strike.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty. and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Distance of Tampa, and suddenly everybody's happy in the Bronx.
Winning isn't a
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, the Toronto Blue Jays have put Cam in a better mood than he was a couple of moments ago. Cam's in as good of a mood as Ric Flair on the 5 o'clock train. But Ric Flair says it's not him. Ric Flair says it's not him. And just for the record, if you don't know, then it doesn't matter. All right, so... Toronto Blue Jays are up 5-4. Oh! The New York Mets have tied the San Francisco Giants. 1-1.
You know what? I hope the Mets win today for all those people. But you're right, though. I agree with everything you're saying. Like, way to put more pressure on the team, buddy. They're playing the Dodgers and the Giants. Like, relax. The pitching's been good. They're just having problems hitting. Runners in scoring position, they can't get them in. And you said it. Cohen's not helping the cause. Just let them win this game, and they'll grind it out.
As a Dodger fan, I wouldn't mind seeing the Giants lose for once.
Yes,
they never do.
Exactly.
They never do. Tony, what do you think about in-game here? I still think the Mets will lose in a heartbreaking. Dude, whatever. San Francisco's going to have a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning or something. I still think the Mets lose this game. I think I'm going to jump in, actually.
Well, right now, it's still not probably a good enough price for me to jump on the Mets. That's the problem. Let me look too here. And
they're not even plus money, but they got a guy on, and they're going to walk Dominic Smith.
They're minus 104.
On one outs. Yeah.
Minus 104.
The Mets are winning this game. That line tells you all you need to know. I think they are probably going to win this game.
No, it tells you need to know that they got a runner on base.
Yeah, I know. I got it. No, I'm just saying, like San Francisco, it's just like, I don't know. I think the Mets win. I think the Mets win today.
I will say this. If they don't score here, and the Giants don't score in the bottom, then I would be all over the Giants simply because they're at home. The Mets in extra innings, they can barely hit a ball. They barely can put one hit on the board to manufacture a run or bunch hits. I have very little faith in them. So
I agree with Finn. I got very little faith in them as well, Cam.
Oh, I don't have like abundance of faith in them. I just say tonight, like they're going to win one. It's this afternoon.
No, you didn't even say you're betting on it. You said you hope they win. You know.
I do.
Like Johnny
really
Rose.
Yeah, I am. I'm cheering for them. I don't even have money on this game. It's one game I don't have money on.
All right, let's get into the Yankee game. So massive sweep yesterday. Massive sweep for the Yankees. They're $120 favorites tonight. We got Pivetta versus Heaney. Heaney's been terrible with the Yankees. And baseball analytics people sort of thought and knew that Heaney was not a good fit for this stadium, right? Or any of these stadiums in that division. And he gives up. He's a fly ball pitcher. He's getting crushed. He's given up 8 home runs, guys, in 15 innings with the Yankees. Like every game. Like how many game did he, how many did he give up in that Field of Dreams game? I don't know. Like I gave up, but like okay, three. So in the three, so in his first two starts, Cam, he'd given up four. He's like the first guy in the history of baseball to give up as many home runs with a new team type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's up to eight now. I think it's up to eight. Let me get the exact numbers, but I'm going to play a couple of home run props tonight with the Red Sox just due to the fact that Heaney's a gas can. The total is only 10 in this game. What do you think about the game, Finn?
Well, I had a big question mark. Yesterday, I caught the early game because I played the over. And then I came back and played Boston in game two because I want to fade this Gill, but this Gill kid, he's got some stuff, guys.
Gill's a stud.
Some stuff. He's a stud, but he's a baby. He's a baby. And I'm, you know, I just had faith in Boston and Eovaldi could basically salvage the doubleheader and get game two. They didn't tonight. Vic Carpazio is the umpire in this game. And he's a veteran you very, very little about, but he's a lean. He has his trends are hitter friendly. And the way that, you know, it's funny, you guys, we saw Stanton yesterday look just horrible on a couple of pitches and then hit one ball 450 feet. So if I'm going to be on this game tonight, I'm definitely with you. I'm going to be playing north of this 10, 9.5, really. It's come back a little bit, guys. It opened 10, came 9.5. It's kind of been teetering there, but I couldn't play under. I assure you that.
I agree. I love the over tonight. I don't play totals. There's going to be – you look at both of these pitchers, the numbers say that game. But I will say one thing. I don't want to step in front of the Yankees. I don't care if Heaney's on the mound. There's something going on right now with this team. And if you look deep inside of his numbers, a little bit unlucky, whereas Pivetta, I think, on the other side has been very fortunate when you really break it down. But there will be runs in this game. I see the Yankees winning like a 7-5 game and it going over the number.
I can't disagree. I think it's hard, like you said, it's hard to want to get in front of the Bombers right now. And they do have something special going on. And speaking of Gill, so Luis, and I think you don't pronounce it, right? Yeah, Heal. Luis Heal. But nevertheless, so he threw four and two-thirds scoreless innings against the Red Sox. So now he's got 15 2/3 scoreless innings and three appearances all starts. He is the first pitcher to have a scoreless start in each of his first three career starts since 1900.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nowadays, those starts, it's kind of weak, though. Let's be honest. Like now, it used to be you go seven innings and that was good. It was like, you didn't go nine, you went seven, but you're a stud. Now you go five, you're a stud. David Price is giving the Dodgers four and people are happy. This kid's giving them four and they're happy. It's almost like four is the new thing. Like it's like you're a starting pitcher. You give us four innings, a shutout ball. We'll give you $20 million. But speaking of the Yankees and the comeback guys, so the Yankees and Red Sox are evened in the standings after New York was 10.5 games behind Boston on July the 6th. Third largest deficit either team has erased in its entire rivalry, 1978 and 1949. So that's what I'm saying. The Red Sox really are in the middle of a collapse here. What are you going to do with the game, Cam, when it's all said and done? You going to bet the Sox and the over?
I'm betting the Yankees. Yankees in the over. I don't want to get in front of these guys. And you said it, like Boston's gripping the bats tight. They feel the Yankees just breathing down their neck. It's like these guys are in a tailspin. Like this is happening. And New York, there's magic in that ballpark. They always find ways. They're getting guys back. I think they're a scary baseball team. I think they hit Pivetta hard tonight. The Red Sox will get theirs off Heaney, but over and the Yankees, that's the way I'm playing this game.
Yeah. To give you an idea, guys, Victor Carpazio, last year, 10 games behind, you got 10 assignments behind home plate, right? Nine, and it record over-under records can be deceiving, but he was nine overs, one under. He has a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 2.19, which is ranks in the bottom 15% of Major League Baseball, but 2.56 is a median, is the average, and he's – If he plays to his skill set, and I'll call it a skill set, then I think over 9.5 is a pretty darn good investment.
Tony Finn, Wager Talk, kicking it with us. That's it. Haney's given up eight home runs in the last 15 innings. He's very vulnerable at Yankee Stadium as well. And look at this, guys. So J.D. Martinez, plus 250 to hit a home run tonight. Plus 250. Since joining the Red Sox in 2018, J.D. Martinez has more opposite field home runs than anyone in baseball. Of course, playing in Yankee Stadium tonight against a gas can pitcher. Most opposite field home runs since 2018. J.D. Martinez, 38. Aaron Judge, no coincidence, playing in the stadium. And Juan Soto, 33. Shows what a badass Soto is, actually. Yeah?
Soto's amazing. Hey, he had an opposite field shot today. It was crushed. That guy's so good going opposite field. He's amazing.
So a little sprinkle for me on J.D. Martinez, plus 250 to hit a home run tonight, guys. I don't play a lot of home run props.
I don't either. What's Stanton? What's the number on Stanton? I'm sure it's low, much lower than Martinez, but what would Stanton's odds be to hit a home run?
All right, let's see. Considering, all right, player hits and runs to hit a home run. All right, Aaron Judge is plus 210. Gallo is plus 220. Mm-hmm. Renfro, plus 230. Schwarber, plus 230. Devers, plus 250. J.D. Martinez, plus 250. Stanton, plus 260.
Interesting. Hmm. Martinez has, he has two career home runs and six at bats against Andy. So you're right. I mean, four RBIs. Wow. He's walked four times.
Who else has hit a home run against him? Because, guys, look.
Against Andy?
If Andy gives up home runs, and we know he gives up home runs.
Yeah.
Let's take a shot with a couple of Red Sox. So J.D. Martinez, the top candidate. Who else has hit a home run against them? Anyone on the lineup there, Tony?
Xander Bogaerts. That's it. Those three home runs, the possible bats that could be in this lineup, two by Martinez, one by Bogaerts.
Bogaerts is plus 320.
Yeah.
I might Bogaerts that
split. He's a tough at. One of the best two-strike hitters in baseball, too. Like him a lot.
Plus 320. Kyle Schwarber is plus 230. Martinez plus 250. I got to stick to my guns with Martinez. I'd like to, make life easy. Hit a home run in the first inning. Just boom. Hey, we win. Hey, we win. All right. So let's move on from that game. We'll get back to the props after. But I'm going to put a couple of props in. Little small plays here. Little sprinkles. Saving my monies, though. Baseball, we just sort of chip away recreational purposes. And we're ready to strike and pounce again tomorrow. NFL and CFL is back. And speaking of pouncing, wow. So tell me, Cam, you almost have to go back to the well tonight, but either plus 198. You're going fishing tonight with the fish, the Marlins.
Nah, not with Lizardo, no. The Marlins have cost me enough pain. I'm going to be swimming with the Marlins pretty soon. I keep on betting on these guys. I want to talk to Tony after the break with the trap game of the night. There's a huge trap out there. Are we fish?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Take a look at Ohtani in that game versus the Tigers. They're only $1.34. Smells fishy.
Jack Morris won't be taking a look at Ohtani anytime soon.
At Sports Grid, we don't have business out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, things have once again changed. They changed back like they changed, and then they went back. And I told Tony he was screwed. I knew he was screwed. Cam's once again depressed. And, man, I should have, could have, would have for me, because I'm like, man, they're going to go over. There's going to be way more runs in this game. Both these bullpens are like, they're both bad. And both these offenses can hit. So here we are right now. 7-5 Nationals.
Yeah.
Tony's done, and Cam's back on the ropes.
Yeah, I'm done. Great decision by Montoya. I was just telling Finn during the break. Oh, who's pitching? A former Washington National. Guy's got like dead arm. He walks the first two guys and then a home run. There's obviously something wrong with Brad Hand. And Washington got rid of this guy at just the right time. The Jays seem to be picking up everybody's trash. Guy sucks.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing too. One of the reasons I like this under so much, there was lots of reasons why, but Berrios, who had a really bad outing, he had 6 runs last time out, was the most runs he'd given up all year. In fact, 16 of his 23 starts, he'd given up 3 or less. He's slashing against the Washington personnel, 098, 127, 148. That's his slash. Batting average against, on-base percentage, and slugging. Lifetime against the possible bats that are in the National lineup. But then Toronto kicked a couple balls around early. He kicked one baller. Barrios himself had an error, and then Simeon had an error too. So there you go.
Hand just gave up another one, another shot.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a nightmare. You're right. If you ever want to go hard on a baseball game, it's a really stupid. I don't know what I was feeling today. But
especially at this time of the year. They've already played 120 games. They're worn out. New players, pitchers, and just said dead arm. Teams are bad. They're starting to choke. You know what I mean? It's volatile. It doesn't mean you can't bet it. But you like to bet big money on hockey games too, Ken. You just like to bet money.
You like to bet. That's a good point. I love to bet. Golf, hockey, baseball, football, you name it. Horse racing. I guess
Tony, the whole story. I'm honest, Tony. I'm honest. Like football, I'll get carried away. It'll be like, oh, God, I put like $1,700 on this Bengals game for some reason, right? But baseball, like baseball and hockey, I'm pretty damn disciplined. I'm like, nah, man, this is like too volatile, man. Anything's going to happen. I'm going to lose it overtime in hockey or something. Like, I'll put $100 on it. Like baseball, I'll put $100 on it. I'll put $50 on it. Sometimes I end up with a couple of $100 on a Dodgers game. And I play baseball futures, like bigger units. But football, we all bet bigger money on. But for me, like NBA, college basketball, I'll bet bigger money on. NFL, college football, I bet bigger money on. But God bless Cam, Tony. Yeah. Like, Cam, there's times like, man, like how much like you have sometimes, what, $800, $1,000 on a hockey game on a Saturday night and stuff? And it's a regular season hockey game, right?
Some Saturdays are amazing. Like, I'm sitting there going, wow, that was awesome. And I go to the grocery store and I just load up like $500 in the cart. Everything I want, big guts. And then other times I'm like, wow, that was really stupid. And then we lose a game in a shootout with big money on it. You feel like even more of a stooge. You're like, I can't believe this competition.
Cam would tell me. $1,000 swings. I have a lot of money on the San Jose Sharks tonight. They're not even good. I'll be like, what do you mean? I'm like, what, 500? He's like, a little more. There's a reason. On a San Jose Sharks for,
There's a reason I have. Listen, I've been doing it long enough that there's one day. I pick one day where I can be a degenerate. Okay? I pick Tuesdays. Why? There's no NFL, there's very little college, and it's the reason why I picked Tuesday. I can't get myself in trouble because I like preseason NFL.
It's a good idea. I think I'm gonna make Thursday my day because golf's on Thursdays too. So I'm gonna go nuts on Thursday. Yeah, Thursdays like I'm emptying it out like thousands and just going for it. Other days play discipline. Sounds good.
For me, it's Saturday where it's college football and we're not on the air.
Yeah.
We're always on Air Journeys games, right? So those days I just sit there in front of the computer. I'm like, well, let's just start firing away and whatever happens, happens. Right? I just start going.
Yeah.
And then remember last year, and this is a bad one, and Tony's on with us every Friday night. couple of bottles of wine in the late night hours on a Friday night, Cam, and I'd put the bets in, bro, because I'd be like, there's no way in hell I'm waking up. I'm like hammered. I'm drunk. And the game started like 9 a.m. So I'm like, I'm not going to wake up. And in fact, man, you wake up, guys, you put in like $5,000 in college football bets. And you wake up and you know, like, the games are at halftime already. And you're like, oh, God. And you open. And then there's that whole, what did I even bet? Right? Yeah. What did I put in? I'm like, oh, God. Like, and then it's funny seeing some of the money management theories when you're hammered.
Clicking the same game seven times. Different weird units. No, I do the same thing with golf. I'm like, what the hell did I do? Was I doing drugs? Like I just, like, my brain was just all over the place, man. Yes.
I have some buddies. I have some buddies who are just like that. And they've been trying to invent a what they call a computerizer. And it's basically a breathalyzer. So when they're drunk, they can't even get on the computer and bet unless they pass
the breathalyzer. That's a great idea.
That is the best idea that I've ever heard in my life.
You have to take a drug test. You can't get online and say something.
But Gabe, the machine needs to change a little bit. Because it's like a car 0.8. I still think you should be able to be half inebriated. If you hit like a 1.5, then it shuts down. Like, it's got to be a better number.
Yeah. We need to set it at like level Motley Crue.
Exactly.
Like Backstreet Boys are too rough. Yes. We're going like Aerosmith, Motley Crue style, like how we can't get blocked. We can't get blocked for like a 0.7. I want to get blocked. Like, no, you drank 5 bottles of vodka and we're not letting you bet right now.
If we're hovering around a 2, that's a good number that you're probably like, you're getting there. You're really close to making bad decisions at a 2.
But I figured it out in Vegas, Tony, and I never really figured it out, but it was basically a Vegas thing, Cam. Where, dude, you're living in Vegas. I would go out on Saturday nights, right? And it was like the night I would go out because I was doing shows all the time too. So like Saturday night was sort of the night I would go out. And I didn't I don't like waking up at 8 a.m. and walking into a book and there's a lineup and stuff. And there was pretty app days. And like, you're all hungover. You don't make good decisions when you're hungover. But then you don't really make great decisions when you're hammered at like, so like, I always try to find that right balance. But basically, I would just basically put my super contest, my picks in. But I would go and I'd put my bets in at about 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, right? So I had a few drinks, but I knew what I was doing. I had my plan, so I put it in. And I'd get that out of the way. And then, like you said, Tony and Cam, then I would just sort of accept anything after that.
I think that's a great idea.
You did what you wanted to do. Now, all right, you got another dime in your pocket. If you want to play New Mexico, play New Mexico, whatever. You know what I mean? But you did what you needed to do. You see, like, that wasn't a bad strategy, Cam. And I'd go back home because I lived across from the Strat. I'd put the tickets back home. And I'd take another dime back and I'd go back to the casino. And then sometimes I'd wake up and, I paid another $500 on the Bears or something, right?
I got to be honest with you, though,
you know?
That idea is really good. Like, but if we set the levels higher, I don't know what you do. You put it in your computer, like, because that's the thing. You can't start that car if you're too annihilated and you got that machine in there, right? Like, it won't let you. It won't turn over. But that's, Tony, that's awesome. Like, you should really work on that. That's a great idea.
Right? Well, what do you do, Tony? It should have gauge in there, too, where if you register a 2, then your limit's 100. If you're 2.5, you can only bet 50. It somehow, some way, we sent a man to the moon. How come we can't have one something like that?
Right? I agree, man.
Yeah.
The
you're a 2.5. We were doing 50. He's legally dead.
There's got to be an override. There's got to be an override.
Of course there is.
No matter how drunk you are, you're like, I'm not playing around. Give me my damn money. I'm getting this betted. And then, like, but make it complicated. Like, 30 numbers.
The override can't be easy. It's got to be a real pain in the ass. Like, you got to get it done. Right? I'm getting absolutely shelved today.
You got to do a couple of laps or something.
Like, we've been gambling for so long. Like, I'm losing so much money today, and I'm just, it's like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm going to deal with it later. I'll have my self chat. But Yeah, I went way. I overextended myself with this baseball game. Definitely, that was a big mistake.
I haven't placed a bet yet today. I wanted to on the over, but
I don't know what the hell's going on. You're turning into a different person, and I'm getting worse. I thought I was getting better. I'm actually getting worse now. Like I'm getting way more relentless and reckless in the last couple of months. Like I'm doing real stupid stuff. It's
last week and a half. You've been pretty fired up. Yeah. All right. So Tony, what are you looking at in baseball tonight? So we got the Braves. I've been riding the Braves, but I'm not laying 240. The Halos. One thing we can't say. So Baltimore have now lost 13 in a row. They've been outscored by 87 runs during this streak.
Right.
Do we lay the run and a half with the Rays tonight, Tony? What do you like before we get you out of here? What do you like on the diamond tonight?
Well, I have a rule, and that's not everybody's rule, and some of them tell me it's baked in, but I do not, under any circumstances, do I play a home team on the run line. I just don't do it. I'm happy to do it with a visiting team. So when we talk run lines, I have to be a visiting team. I refuse to get to the bottom of the ninth, have a one-run lead, and not get my bats to win by 1.5. It bothers the hell out of me. So, but I'm already on a game that Cam mentioned, and that was this Detroit LA game. I'm on the under though, Cam. I like Ohtani and what he did. He pitched against Detroit earlier this year and went 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, earned run on. But this kid, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Detroit's Scooble? Pitching staff, really. And to be completely honest with you, the kid that's pitching for Detroit, Scooble, has some good stuff. And he has been focused on walking less. And the result has been he's been striking out less, but he's been more efficient. And listen, the Angels, without Mickey Mantle, you know, without Mike Trout, without Rendon at the top of the lineup, the only guy really who's a, you know, a couple guys, Walsh can hit the ball. The young kid they brought up from AAA, their prospect can hit a little bit. But for the most part, this Angels team is not a powerhouse. They don't scare me putting up crooked numbers at half innings. And I like Ohtani right now. He's pitching well, competitive. I mean, I think he's giving everything he has because I think he knows that he's a good face for baseball, isn't he? Guys, this is one of the guys that's going to be the face of baseball. If he doesn't want to speak English, it's going to be a better situation for him. But I really like the under 8.5 here. I like the umpire. The umpire's pitcher-friendly.
I like that, too.
Yeah, the conditions obviously in Comerica are always pitcher-friendly for the most part. But it's not a hot night, and the wind's not blowing crazy. And I'm under 8.5 runs in this game.
Tony Finn, wager talk with us. Cam, what are you going to do? You going to play the Tigers? You always love playing the underdogs in these spots.
Yeah, I should probably, you know, not bet tonight. But let's take a look. Yeah, I like the Tigers. I like the under.
You know what we need to do? We need to shake it up. And tonight's one of those nights. It's the Wednesday night MLS Blitz. There's like a million.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
MLS games. Time for a shakeup. You've already looked. Huh? You're already on top of it.
I got dizzy looking at it. Though. It's
me too.
I don't. It's not going to come easy.
Tony Finn and Wager Talk. Thanks, Tony.
You bet, guys.
How to spot a sports gaming loser.
They blame their losses on luck. We believe in
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Stay caught up to date with what's going on all day long on the network. Get breaking sports and news, odds, and everything else in between, including Cam's winning picks, Cam's winning golf picks, and more at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Well, Cam's not feeling it right now. He got slapped by the hand.
I'm on tilt. I'll tell you. Hand slapped me around. If I can get the Cincinnati Reds and Toronto Blue Jays out of my life, I'd probably be a hell of a lot happier as a person. But let's talk, Gabe. 7 o'clock. Boston Yankees over the 10. Yes. Small play on the Yankees and Heaney. I know his numbers aren't good, but the Yankees keep on rolling. I agree with Tony Finn. I like the under in this. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to take totals tonight. Under in the Detroit Tigers LA game and Tigers +1.5 and the St. Louis Cardinals +105. Those are my plays early.
All right. I don't have a choice. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the Rays on the run line. I don't care that they whatever, dude. They beat, what was it, 10-0 last night? They don't need 9 and
see, see who's pitching tonight? It's Sammy Watkins versus L. Head. Who's Mr. Head? Hand and Head. Uh-oh.
If it's Sammy Watkins, he's probably going to get hurt after it or anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. S. Watkins? I don't have confidence.
Some great pitchers' names, eh, this year?
I know. Head? Hand? Who are these guys?
Brulee.
Oh, yeah. Brulee.
Creme Brulee. Yeah, so give me the Rays minus a run and a half. Like I said, man, Baltimore been outscored by 87 runs in the last 13 games. They're getting murdered. So we'll just lay the run and a half there. And in the Red Sox-Yankees game, I played 3 Red Sox players to hit home runs. So give me Devers, Schwarber, and Martinez all to hit home runs. I put small plays on him, but I think, listen, Haney's a gas can. He gives up home runs. And they're all nice plus money. So, no, I didn't play Schwarber. I played Bogarts. Damn, I think I played Schwarber, too. Damn.
Dispensing little pearls of sports strategy wisdom like gumballs from the machine where your dad used to take you for a haircut when you were a kid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.